Good morning, Matt. How much sleep did you get last night, this morning? Very little, I guess.
Very little. It was a long plane ride home, but got a little rest nonetheless.
Hey, my sense is, I mean, a loss is a loss. It counts as a loss. But some losses feel better, and some losses feel worse. I'm trying to understand the psychology, though, of trying to swallow a game that, from my viewpoint, was there for the taking. And compare that disappointment with a game such as, I don't know, the 30-20 loss, 30-10 loss, that you really had no chance in. Do they all feel the same, or do they feel different?
Well, a loss is a loss, you know, and unfortunately they're all heartbreaking, whether you lose 3-10 or whether you lose by field goal. And, you know, it's part of the game, but at the same time, when you have opportunities to go down and you feel like you had a good game plan and you have an opportunity to win that game, and you're not able to do it, that's definitely pretty hard to take.
Hey, we're trying to figure out the David Thomas penalty, which was killer, and Thomas had a good game and, you know, appears to be a smart player. Do you think it was just a late whistle? Did he just not hear the whistle? Because, I mean, it was a nice, aggressive block, but it was well after the play. At least it looked that way on TV.
You know, it's one of those situations where we're on the road, and it gets really, really loud in those in that stadium.
Right.
And I believe we're driving the ball, and it was second down. And so, knowing Dave Thomas and the type of character that he has, he would never do anything to jeopardize. If he thought the whistle was blown, I'm sure he would have stopped right away. And I'm sure it just was one of those situations where it was a loud stadium. He couldn't probably hear the whistle, something like that, and just was trying to finish his block because he thought the play was still going.
So does putting the tape on the ear holes help in that loud arena?
It helped last night. It did. Usually, it gets pretty loud in there. It's definitely not as loud as the RCA Dome is, but it's a loud environment, and it helped for the communication process.
Is there anything to be taken from the fact that, and I made this statement earlier in the broadcast, Matt, that it seemed like the Patriots did the hard stuff and were successful in doing the hard things, such as controlling the clock, keeping Manning off the field, running the football almost at will, more plays, more total yardage, no sacks of the quarterback, and yet one of the seemingly easy things, that's staying penalty-free, was something you sort of messed up. Is there positives and solace to be taken from some of the good things you did well yesterday?
Well, like I said earlier, I think we went in and we did a great job of executing the game plan. We were patient. We took what they gave us. We ran the ball well. The offensive line did a great job blocking up front against those four pass rushers, which those guys, Freeney and Mathis, and those guys are great, great rushers, and they did a great job all game. And when you're playing good teams, it comes down to a one-possession game, and it's the first to budge or the first to make to have a penalty or something like that, in which it just changes the outcome of the game.
Of the following two things, what was more disappointing to you, Matt, going for the 4th-and-1, getting it, only to find out that a timeout had been called and it was negated, or Jabbar uncharacteristically dropping that touchdown pass?
You know, it was one. I really, it's hard to say which one has more of an outcome on the game. Jabbar, obviously, those plays happen, and he makes that play, you know, 9 out of 10 times, and it's just one of those unfortunate situations. In the 4th-and-1, I believe it picked it up, but, you know, Coach felt that he wanted to talk it over and review it, and before we started to get going, so he called a timeout, and so you can't go against what his judgment is.
Well, you certainly can't, but you had to be surprised. We were saying earlier, in all the years we've seen Belichick, when he has time to think and reflect and consider something, he generally goes for the more aggressive option, whether it's, you know, 4th in goal on the 1, or, you know, going for a punt as opposed to going for it in midfield. He almost always goes for the more aggressive choice, and yesterday he opted for the field goal. It had to be a little bit of a surprise in the huddle.
You know, it really isn't. It's just one of those things where if Bill says you're doing one thing, then you're going to go out and do it. So if he wants to kick a field goal, you're going to kick a field goal and put your trust in him. He's won a lot of games over the last so many years as a head coach. So, yeah, I never really question what his choices are. I just do what he says.
When's the last time you snuck for a yard and didn't get it?
I don't know. You know, that play in general, we felt like we had a good play against what the type of defense that they were running. And it's if they give us the look, that's the reason why we're sneaking the ball. Oh. And well, we always feel confident about picking up the yards.
Well, you look like a good QB sneaker, much like Brady. I don't remember the last time Brady got stopped. You just, I don't know if it takes, you know, picking your spot behind the center or behind the guard, or takes strength or athleticism or surprise, but whatever it takes, it looks like you're pretty good at it.
You just you snap the ball and you try to stick your head right in between the center's butt and go.
So, lovely.
So it's basically up to him.
So I guess if you're good at that, then you're good at QB sneaking.
Hey, Matt, was it clear early in the week of preparation that you were going to try to run the ball as much as you did, and in particular delays and draws to Falk, or was it something that just unfolded the way their defense lined up when you came out of the huddle?
That was something that we had been working on all week and thought that was the type of running game that we wanted to go in and try to complement the passes, and we worked on those all week. So really we stayed true to what we thought was going to happen in the game with the running game.
Were you surprised how far back? When you looked over the line of scrimmage and saw number 21, Bob Sanders, were you at all surprised at how far away he was from you?
What do you mean by that?
He looked like a couple of times he had to be 15,
20
18,
yards. Yeah.
20 yards back. And generally, when you think of Sanders, you know, particularly against an inexperienced QB, no offense, but he's going to come up and force you to throw, force you to go to the air and not run.
It must have just been part of their game plan. You know, they played a lot of two high defense yesterday to try to take away, I think, some of the deep passes and deeper throws. And that's why I think Bob a lot of time wasn't as close to the line of scrimmage.
Hey, on the Wildcat play where you split out to the right, when you waved your hand like that, were you trying to fake the defense into thinking, throw me the ball? Was that what that little hand motion was for, Matt? A little distraction?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
No, you got to work on your acting better.
Around with the defense. Maybe I need to sell it a little bit more.
So,
is the option available
for
you to
say,
get the ball on that play?
Have they thrown you one in practice?
Not at all. Not at all. I was just out there. Maybe this week they will. I don't know.
Yeah, you got to. Well, though, I was fooled. Weren't you for a second thinking, if they really don't cover him,
yeah,
if they don't send a DB
like
over there
Big
at
Ten
all,
for Kansas City, yeah,
they have to throw you the ball.
Yeah, maybe they would have. I don't know. I told Kevin, I'll be open. Just throw it deep.
I was telling my son, I said, he played tight end in college. Watch out for him. He was a tight end at USC.
I know, right?
Hey, Matt, obviously not a week has gone by when the sacks were adding up that we didn't ask you about the sacks and holding the ball and all of that. Now that you've, at least for this game, handled that error and gotten past that and worked out the bumps, what was the difference in a sack-free game and you being pretty clean back there?
It was just making quick decisions, getting the ball out of my hand, and the offensive line doing their job up front, which they've done pretty much the whole season. And like I said before, some of those plays are me outside of the pocket scrambling or running around, and I get, you know, tackled outside the pocket for a one-yard loss, and it becomes a sack when, realistically, I wasn't really in the pocket. It's not the offensive line's fault. But yesterday was a good job of those things, and it complemented the passing game complemented those guys up front, and they were able to do what they needed to do to block those guys.
Hey, any thoughts on being halfway through the season, 5-3, tied with the Jets, tied with Buffalo, and now both of those are coming into your house? It's like, you're halfway through the season, you're really kind of back at square one, all even with two of your main rivals.
It's going to be fun. We've got some three big weeks coming up here, and this is what you look for, you know, the big games against your division opponents, and we got to go out, and everybody will be fired up. We'll be ready to go, and just got to go out and put out a good performance.
Hey, obviously the win and the loss is the big deal, but for you, what do you look at if someone hands you the stat sheet, what's the most important thing to you? Is it no turnovers? Is it no sacks? Is it yardage, passing yard? What matters most to you?
Really, it's the wins and loss. To be completely honest, I could care less about what I do on the field as long as we win or lose. And winning makes all the difference in the world. And I could throw 5 TDs and lose and not feel good. So it's one of those situations where I look at the stat sheet, and if we win, then that's great. If not, then I know I've got more work to do.
All right, Matt, we appreciate you getting up and chatting with us before we get off the air. Get a little rest, and we'll talk to you next Monday on Patriot Monday.
Thanks, guys.
Matt Castle with Dennis and Callahan.